This is a part two to a two-part episode called Trial of the Elementals. I think you guys will really enjoy this episode. If you didn't listen to part one, I would really advise going back and listening to it. It's full of other new players and a new DM. I'm just trying some different things to explore some avenues for different NPCs that we might see in the future and some villains that we've already experienced in the past. So thank you guys for so much for all your support, and I just want to say, check it out. Let us know what you think, and if you guys like to see more content like this where we explore other avenues of the world around us, let us know.
So, the vaporous presence of your father appears again. You have passed through the second trial. Well done, my children. Fireworks, fanfare, trumpets all go off. It's big, it's loud, it's proud. It's like Genie from Aladdin for a moment there. Like, we're going to make you a star.
This is pretentious.
Yes, it is. That's exactly correct. Since your next trial is combat. When social skills and skillful trials fail, it comes down to pure combat to determine who will win the day. Last one standing wins. Alliances are allowed, but only one can be crowned victorious. Now, you all would know, Genie lore, words are binding arrangements, which means if you agree to a whatever kind of alliance, I, the DM, will personally hold you responsible to it until it's completed, okay? So, he tells you, I will be placing you all in your final combat positions, and with a wave of his hand, each of you disappears, and you all reappear in a different place, in a different room, in a different part of the cavern. You find yourself, each of you, separately, are in a, sort of looks like a, overlook. What's the word I'm looking for? Like a rodeo when you're up in the stand and you're looking down at something, you know. You find yourself in a room, a balcony. Let's go with the balcony. You find yourself in a balcony, okay, with a big glass sheet across it, looking down into a cavern about 30 feet beneath you. The room has four corners in it. Each of the corners has one of these balconies with glass enclosure on it. And each of you find yourself one in each of these rooms. Now, you can communicate. You can yell at each other. Your father's vaporous presence appears in the center of the room. It says, since you all made it through the first two trials, I have scored how well you did in each of them and will be giving you aid based on how well you have done. These judgments are subjective, so don't be complaining about them. And so, each of you are going to be granted an elemental based on how well you did during the first two trials. So we'll start at the top. Without a doubt, Ardor did best in both trials. So Ardor, you're going to be getting the really cool elemental. So what I'm going to do, Ardor, would you prefer for me to send this to you through Facebook Messenger or just through the chat right here? You'll need to monitor the stat block on your own.
You can send it through the chat. I have it up on my phone.
She did all right.
She did.
I wouldn't say she did the best, but she did all right.
She did pretty good. So this is from a third-party resource, so you will not recognize the stat block, okay?
Ooh.
So what I'm going to do is put it in there in the chat. I'm also going to drop an image of what this looks like. It's called a Comburo for our visitors online, and it is an explosive elemental. So Ardor, this is your elemental. It looks like a bullet ripping itself up, like mid-explosion, okay?
Whoa.
Like the Demogorgon from freaking
Stranger Things,
yeah.
But like it's on fire too. The idea is this elemental is just blowing up constantly. It's explosive. All right. So Ardor did best, so she gets the cool one. In second place, actually, in joint second place is Tefek and Hadison. Real, you did really bad in the social one. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I'm sorry.
Negative one charisma.
You just did. Okay. So, you two will be getting elementals as well. I'm going to assign you. All right, so Tfek, you are going to get a standard Earth Elemental, which I will put the stat block in the chat. And for
nice,
if you have the Monster Manual, you're welcome to open it yourself. That's fine. And for Michael, or for rather for Haddison, I'm going to give you a standard Air Elemental.
Woo!
Finally, for Rill, since you lost, you're going to get the lowest form of elemental. You're getting a method, okay? Let me see here. There isn't like a there isn't a water method necessarily, so I'll give you an option.
Isn't you could like have a. Ice?
There is an ice and there is a mud.
Oh, mud, definitely.
Mud? Okay.
Yes. That just so fits. Since, it just fits. Yes. Yeah.
So especially since you just
it
had
just
a slide in the mud.
It just off of him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what stuck to me, and he just
carries on.
Yeah.
So each of you have these stat blocks. These are your elementals. Now what's going to happen is these elementals all appear in the chamber down beneath you. Your father's vaporous presence appears again in the chamber, kind of hovering over all of them. And the chamber is 30 feet square. Okay, so each of your elementals is about 20, 25 feet from any of the other ones. Okay. Your father's vaporous presence appears and he says, "All right, final combat. Once your elemental is dead, you will be magically teleported down to the center and will continue combat on your own. So you want your elemental to last as long as possible, hopefully eliminate some other elementals if you can in the process, but once your elemental's dead, you teleport into the ring and you will be taking place in combat just like that, okay? And the last one standing wins. That's as simple as that.
Okay.
I'm going to cast a message again to Rill first and then Adore. Basically, kind of like saying, we're going for Tfek, right?
I agree to Tfek first.
AD, yes.
Okay, so you guys are agreeing to gang up on Tfek. Is that correct? Okay, very good. I'm going to hold you to it.
Quick clarifying question. Is there a shell on front of the balconies?
There is a glass enclosure. The notion is that you cannot interfere until your elemental is dead. Yeah.
Okay.
You control your elemental. Once the elemental dies, then you teleport down and it's you versus whoever's down there. Okay. Are you guys ready? A sense of trepidation crawls over all of you. This is the moment you have been waiting for. You all know that your dad's very charismatic. He loves an entrance. He loves to be gregarious and outgoing. But you also know that deep down, he's a very eclectic, somewhat times forgetful, not trivial, but kind of happy-go-lucky, likes to change his mind a lot kind of guy, okay? Deep down, you all know him well enough to know that he's unpredictable, you know. There's you're really not sure what he's going to do next. And he loves a good show. He loves showmanship. He believes that that is the core of a genie's like identity. And so now you all have the opportunity in final combat to prove who's the best and who's going to inherit the power. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Roll initiative. Your initiative will count for all of this.
Initiative with the elementals?
Just your initiative.
My initiative?
You're going to be commanding them. Just your initiative.
Okay.
All right, 20 plus. Doing well so far. I see that Jason will be at the bottom. 20 to 15.
19.
Rill at the top again. 15 to 10. 10 to 5.
7.
7.
7 for both of you?
Oh.
I'm guessing that Ardor has a higher dex. Is that correct?
What is your dex, yes. Michael?
It's a plus 2.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, Ardor, you always have the option of going first. If you would rather that Haddison goes first, you can. But you always have the option to go first.
Please. Ladies first. Ladies first.
And finally, bringing up the rear with a 2. Is that correct? Is that what you were signaling me?
Yep. I rolled a 2.
2 for Tyfek. That was
2. Yep.
Your elementals are all down in the basin. You sense the moment for combat has come, and Rill, you are the first to react. What do you command your elemental to do? So just to paint the scene, there's a Kumburo, there's an air elemental, there's a earth elemental, and there's a mud Mephit kind of flapping its wings around.
So we've already agreed to go after Tefek. So I'm going to fly at him. How far away are we from each other?
25 feet.
25 feet? Okay. So I'm going to fly up and over. I'm going to try to stay about 20 foot away to start with. And then he's going to take the dodge action.
So you just fly like a little bit closer, but up in the air somewhere?
I want to be like over. I'm trying to move over and kind of be above. Are there any rocks around or anything on the wall?
No, it's bare walls and just the balconies. So there's not really any cover. But you fly up and you're about 20 feet up in the air.
Yep.
And you take the dodge action.
Yep.
All right. Next is Ardor.
Ardor's Kumburo is going to make a... how far is it away from Jason's Tefex elemental?
25. Tefex elemental is 25 feet, yeah. To the air elemental.
Okay. So he's going to go over to the air element. No. Not air. Earth, right?
Earth, excuse me. Earth elemental.
Earth.
Earth elemental and do a slam attack.
Let's have it.
So that is an 18 plus 6, so a 24. Does that hit?
24 does hit.
All right. So 9 bludgeoning damage.
All right. That is halved.
3 fire damage.
3 fire damage.
Mm-hmm. Does this earth elemental have any grass on it at all? Any foliage?
Maybe a little bit, but he's mostly made of stone and rock and such.
Well, any foliage is on fire.
Okay. Yeah, you're on fire a little bit. Just a little bit. You're singeing.
Okay.
Okay? That end your turn?
No. I do it twice. So I'm going to roll again. Can do 2 slam attacks. And that's in that one.
Oh, so what happens is the mighty Kumburo comes over to your elemental, slams down on it. Your earth elemental kind of takes the hit. It's not a big deal. A couple of rock chips go flying off. But then the second hit, it comes down and it punches the ground and the ground explodes. It like rockets the fist back a little bit. You caught a little bit off guard. Your Kumburo's caught a little bit off guard. Does that end your turn?
Yes.
Haddison.
So... my wind air elemental is going to go up to, Tefek.
Yeah.
And he's going to do 2 slams.
Up to the earth elemental.
Sorry, earth Correct. Elemental. Yeah. Sorry. The first one is going to be a 12, which I don't think hits. And the second one, is a 10. Does not hit. Yeah. He's going to go inside the earth elemental and use his whirlwind ability.
So that's an action. You have to pick the slam attack or the whirlwind. So you slammed, so that's your action, but you can do that next turn. You can still inhabit his space. You want to inhabit his space?
Yes, I would love to inhabit his
space. All right, he gets up in your face about it. Tefek, it is your turn.
It seems that you guys have all come to play. Fine. I'll earn it the right way. And he commands his earth elemental to slam twice against the Kumburo.
Okay, go for it.
It's 18. All right, that's going to do...
Yeah.
Okay. 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
You're going to half that because it's non-magical.
We're looking at a 13 plus 8.
Hit. Kumburo's AC is 14.
All right, that's 14 points of bludgeoning damage. 7.
Halved.
He's going to say, Bide. You watch as the Earth Elemental sinks into the ground. Vanishes.
Straight out of your grasp, you may take the AOs, folks, if you would like to.
Yeah, sure.
Attack of opportunity.
Ardor's gonna have hers do a slam attack on the way down.
Very good.
Natural 20.
Hey, alright, that hits. Go ahead and
Ardor when you're in his space.
Yeah, roll your damage.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's 14 halved, which is going to be 7 against you.
Okay.
And for Ardor, what was your attack?
I got an 18 plus 3.
Hit.
So That would be 12 bludgeoning damage and 7 fire.
All right, so that is
6 bludgeoning damage. 7 fire.
Okay.
Okay.
Sinks into the ground.
End your turn. It is Rill's turn. Rill, Tfec has disappeared into the ground. What do you want to do? Or Tfec's elemental has disappeared into the ground.
I think I would have my elemental fly up to Tfec's location since there isn't a target.
Okay.
And just start scratching on the surface of the glass.
Oh, up to Tfec's balcony.
Just like,
start scratching.
Hi. I'm here.
It,
the most annoying
it
sound in the world.
And on top of that, your glass is now scratched, and that's just really annoying to you.
I give the biggest glare over to Rill.
Very well.
Well, come on then.
All right, Rill, that ends your turn.
Yeah, there's not anything else I can really do.
All right, Ardor and Haddison.
Ardor first.
I'm going to hold my turn until the Earth Elemental reappears.
Very good.
I'm going to go into that hole because I can easily squeeze with my airiness.
Sure.
And
so it doesn't disturb the Earth.
Yeah, he
is the thing.
So he just kind of becomes one with the Earth and just kind of sinks into it.
Then I will float into the air.
It's not burrowing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll float into the air about 40 feet and
the roof is 30.
Oh, sorry. That'll go 30 feet. Sorry. Okay. And I mean, that's all I can really do.
Yeah. Do you want to dodge? Do you want to hold an action? Do you want to do anything like that?
Oh, sorry. I will dodge. Yes.
Okay. End your turn. We're back at Rill or Tfec. Excuse me. Tfec, what do you do?
Remind me of what the canopies look like.
So you've got like a cavern, like a cave. It's like 30 feet in all dimensions, all the way around, top to bottom, right? And then in each sort of pseudo corner of the room is a balcony that protrudes about 10 feet out. And the glass is cut so that it's not just like a flat panel. It's like angled so you can see down like a surgery theater. You can see down into there. Yeah.
So if Tfec was to turn around, what would he see?
A blank wall.
A blank wall. Great. So he's going to look at Rill, and he's going to point that direction, and the Earth Elemental is going to go up behind Rill, an actual Rill in the bubble, and is going to pop out and do 2 slam attacks against actual Rill.
Okay. Okay. Great. Go ahead and make your attack. So Rill, a Earth Elemental appears in your suite.
Let's do it.
Comes up behind you. Go ahead and make your attack rolls.
Do this.
15 to hit.
Nope.
Okay. Let's go. 17 plus 8.
Yeah, you got me there. Wait, a plus 8? Wow.
Yeah, for real.
18 points of bludgeoning damage. I rolled an 8 and a 5.
Okay. 18 points of bludgeoning damage to you. Tfec, does that end your turn?
Well, can he move back into the
wall? I would say that is all of his movement to get there.
And yes, that is the end of my turn.
Okay. That will take us to Rill.
First, I'm going to have my method
mm-hmm.
scratch a circle for a ring.
You want to try and scratch through the glass?
No. Just scratch the glass a circle.
Okay. Okay.
And then a line through it.
Okay. All right.
To symbolize our father's ring.
Okay.
And that it's not his.
Not his. Okay.
And then let's go whaling.
Let's go.
So,
let's go.
Question.
Yeah.
Have we been more than 10 minutes since the first room?
Since the first room? Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Cool. Well, then, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pop my arms. So I didn't say this last time, but you see these giant waves come out of Real's shoulders and they turn into these big old arms. They give an extra 5 foot of reach. That look kind of like the old water elementals from Warcraft 3. Just big ol' arms coming out. And he is going to, since he did that, let's see, how's he going to double check it. If I spend, I'm going to do a key field attack, which means I can then make an unarmed strike, because that's, he must succeed on a DC 17 dex check, the elemental must. When I pop out my arms, it kind of explodes out. And it does some damage if they fail the check. Sorry.
It's 12.
Nope. 2d6 force damage, which would be 6.
Okay.
And then I'm going to punch with an unarmed strike for a 12 plus 9, so 21.
That hits.
Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and spend... Let me mark my key points real quick. I don't lose any. I'm going to go ahead and drop that down to 5 and do a stunning strike with that.
Okay, make a constitution saving throw.
So actually 6. So make a... Yeah.
Con save for the Elfers Elemental.
Okay. Is an 11
no.
enough to save?
18.
Okay.
Actually, and I was wrong about my check earlier, it's an 18 because of my belt.
Very good.
So he is stunned until the end of his next turn.
Very good.
The elemental is.
Okay, great.
Is that end your turn, Real?
Oh. No. I never did my damage for my attack.
Roll some
damage.
I only
did the damage, yeah.
I think at level 6, your attacks become magical for the purposes of overcoming resistance.
And with my arms, it's also force.
Okay, very good.
So they're force arms, 10-foot range, 1d8 plus 5. I rolled a 7, so that's 12. Dumb question that I'm not sure about.
Hit me.
Because I have extra attack, does that count on that attack? Does every time I attack, I can re-key fuel attack if you want.
Subclass are you?
Astral.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and read that for me real quick.
Key fuel attack is one of the monk optionals. If you spend one key point or more as part of your action on your turn, you can make one attack with an unarmed strike, or a monk weapon as a bonus action before the end of the turn, which was that. But because I have extra attack, you may attack twice instead of once whenever you take the attack action.
So you can attack twice for your action, right? But
okay.
Your bonus action you can use to do something else. If you spend a key point, then you can attack twice, you know?
Yeah, that would be with... Yeah. Okay, so I only get one attack. You're good. I just wanted to double check.
Not entirely certain I understand that, but we'll keep moving.
Don't worry.
Arter / Haddison, what are you guys doing? You see the Earth Elemental appear in Rill's balcony.
Oh, crap. Did we miss our held turn? We did, didn't we?
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Goes by. Well, yeah, nothing happened.
Oh, well. So, Ardor, I forgot to mention this, when we first appeared in our boxes, she wanted to immediately stealth. So she
kinda
was not
hide.
Invisible within. Yeah, within her box.
Okay. It'll be difficult to command your elemental if you are not visible within the box, because then you wouldn't be able to see.
How are we communicating with them?
Yelling.
But, so, it has to see me? Or
you have to
me.
See the field to tell it what to do.
Well, it doesn't mean I can't still be hidden from everyone else.
It's a very small balcony. All I'm saying is the only place to hide is beneath the level of the glass. And if you do that, then you could come over and peek out a little bit if you wanted to, but it's going to make your life a little bit more difficult.
I'm going to do it anyway.
All right. Go ahead, make your stealth check.
Oh, well. It's just a 13.
All right, so probably most of you guys, if your passive is 13 or higher, you probably see her peeking over the edge of the window. Kind of have an idea where you're at. But anyway, Arter, what do you want to do on your turn?
All right, so lay of the land, water elemental is in front of T-Fex's box.
So there's an earth elemental. So there's a mud mephit in front of flapping its wings, flying. In front of T-Fex's
right,
box.
Okay. Yes, and the Earth Elemental is inside Rill's box.
Right, directly behind him. You see him turned around, he's got his arms out, and he's popping away at this thing.
Okay. So, the Kumburo is going to launch its Volatile Burst.
Okay.
And
where
the,
at?
It is choosing T-Fex, the Earth Elemental... And is their father still in the room?
No. You get the impression he's observing, but he's not in the room necessarily. You are launching a hailstorm of explosive projectiles that land at 3 different points that Kumburo can see with 120 feet of it. So you cannot just shoot it at T-Fex. You can shoot it at T-Fex's box.
Yeah, well, that's the focus.
Okay. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, so I'm shooting it at those two boxes, and
so Rill's box and T-Fex's box. That's two.
Mm-hmm. It's just gonna not pick a third point.
You can send a second one at the same location.
I'll send a second one at Defects Box.
Okay, very good. So what happens is the Kimburo's like kind of exploded face like leans back a little bit, and then boom, this explosion goes off. These two gigantic like metallic projectiles go slamming up against Typhek's box. Typhek, you are in your box and you feel it shake and you feel the ground tremble. The glass shatters completely and about half of your box just explodes. You are open to the elements up here now. A further projectile goes and shoots over and explodes the glass on Rill's balcony. We'll say since one projectile was directed at Rill, just the glass explodes. Your balcony, more or less, is still intact. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Question. So that's the volatile burst. Yeah. Go ahead, Rill.
My mud method was right next to the glass.
Yes.
Is he gone?
I think your mud method needs to make a deck save. It's probably gone.
16.
Okay, make a second one because it was 2.
Yeah, that's fine. 19.
Oh, so it actually does.
They both save.
They both save. It's we'll go ahead and just round for brevity's sake. It's 21 fire damage, but you half it both times, so that's 20 points of fire damage to your mud method. So
sadly, he's still alive.
Still hanging on.
I thought I was gonna get teleported right to Tifex.
Still hanging on.
I thought I was going to be teleported straight over.
Still hanging on.
Bummer.
In any case, does the Kimburo want to move or you want to stay where you're at?
I think it wants to start climbing. Like, if it's a stadium, I want him to start climbing toward the destroyed box.
Make a quick athletics check for me with your Kimburo's athletics. Which would just be strength, because it's not proficient. So +3.
Yeah, it's just a 9.
9 total? Has a hard time getting a handhold.
But he's just line of fire, you know, sure. if there's anything.
Starts climbing, doesn't really get any purchase. That ends a Kimburo's turn. Haddison.
Is it an action to move the earth element or the wind air elemental?
You may command the air elemental as a free action. You can just tell it what to do.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell it to run into T-Fix's box, and we are going to do the whirlwind ability.
Very good.
So go ahead and make a strength saving throw, T-Fix.
Okay.
13 is the DC.
Go ahead and roll damage.
I've got 16.
Ooh. Nice. You will just take half, which is 13 is the total damage. So half would be 6.
You take 6 points of damage, okay. And you are not flung against a nearby wall, but an air elemental comes, invades your space, stands literally in and around you, and a mini tornado pops up around you. You resist. You hold your ground. You believe in glory. You're not going for this crap. And that's what the air elemental is.
I'm also going to use my action to cast a mage armor on myself.
Very good. Make sure to mark off the spell slot.
That's the end.
End your turn.
Mm-hmm.
T-Fick, there's a lot going on. What do you want to do? There's a mud mephit standing about 5 foot away from you. There's an air elemental in your square. Your earth elemental is in Ril's balcony, and you can see straight through the panes of glass into that.
This is ridiculous!
Maybe you shouldn't be mean.
Maybe you should learn to shut up!
Stutters a little bit.
What do you want to do, T-Fek?
I'm going to cast a spell.
Which one?
I'm going to cast Elemental Weapon
on
my greatsword.
Excellent.
A non-magic weapon you touch becomes a magic weapon. Use one of the following. Acid, cold, fire, lightning, or thunder. I'm going to choose lightning.
Lightning's always cool.
For the duration, the weapon has a +1 bonus of attack and deals an extra d4 damage of the chosen type it hits with.
You are concentrating, so we're all aware, and that's an action.
Yes, right. As my bonus action, so there's a wall behind me.
Yes.
Okay. And then how far is the jump from the balcony to the ground?
About 20 feet. And there is a Kimburo basically directly beneath you.
How far is the jump from one balcony to another?
If you wanted to jump across, we'll say that Rill is across from you. Kind of seems like that's the best possible version of that. That means that Rill himself is about 25 feet from you right now.
Come on.
Okay. And what about the little wizard?
He is in a box off to the side. And mind you, the glass is not open over there. His balcony is completely closed in, but he is 20 feet from you.
Is that at an angle that I could jump and land on it? Or is it angled so sharp?
So the balcony doesn't have handholds on it. It's kind of like a geodesic shape just up against the ceiling in a corner. And so there's nowhere to like grab onto it unless you create something to grab onto, such as blowing out the glass or destroying half of the box. That creates some handholds.
Okay. I'm going to pull out my shield and I am going to jump over into Rill's box.
So what's your strength?
A 16.
So with a running start, if you back up and then you run, and this is going to, I mean, we're bending the rules a little bit. That means you can jump 16 feet. Okay. So if you want to try and close that distance, you're going to push yourself beyond that. You're going to have to make a roll for it and see how well you do.
Well, can I do something with flavor?
I'm listening. I'm always open for flavor.
My Eldritch Claw tattoo lets me add on 15 feet, making it play attack. Can I go ahead and utilize that as if I'm going to reach out to grab that 10 feet?
One second. You have to use a bonus action to empower your tattoo. Are you doing that?
Yeah, I will use bonus action to power my
tattoo. Okay, so you reach out with 15 feet of this Eldritch Claw to grasp the other. I'm down with that. I still think we should...
Yeah, I jump out and then grab and then essentially try to use it to Spider-Man pull me over.
I still
over.
Think we need to roll for it, but that will significantly lower the DC.
Okay, so I'm making a what check?
Athletics. Okay. And if you want to take the AO, Hattison, from your air elemental, you may.
Can I
get method
the method
will
as well?
Also get an AO.
Not
Absolutely.
That it matters.
17.
17, great. Yeah, so let's see what happens with the elementals real quick.
18.
18? Yeah. Does 18 hit Tyfek?
Nope, pulling my shield, it is a 19 DC.
Ooh. Addison?
That is only a 13, so.
Okay, so Tyfek, what happens is you back up, you put your shield up in front of you, boom, boom, with a glowing lightning sword, you leap across. In one motion, you sheathe your sword, arm over your shoulder, your arm comes way out in front, and you guys see a big black, like Eldritch Nasty claw extend all halfway across the gap between Rill and Tyfek. As Tyfek has kind of gotten about halfway out, that claw goes the rest of the distance, grabs onto the windowsill, and yanks Tyfek the rest of the way. Tyfek, you come tumbling into the balcony, and now you're standing shoulder to shoulder with your earth elemental facing Rill, and that's going to be everything you can do on your turn.
That sounds great, because my earth elemental's stunned, yep. So he can't do anything either. So.
Yep. And at the end of his turn, at the end of your turn, he'll become unstunned, which means we roll back to the top. Rill, you have a very occupied box. What do you want to do?
Like freaking Venom's arm just stretching out and grabbing and pulling himself across. I love it.
Okay, Golden Boy. Time to get muddy. And I am going to start with attack.
Okay, attack. I love it.
Attack. I'm another D20. Oh, nope. Neither.
Ooh. Did you get a one?
No, 5-8.
Okay.
Plus 9.
So,
but...
two fists kind of pummel up against your armor, Tyfek. To no avail. Now, do you want to go ahead and spend a key point to do...
Flurry? Oh, yes.
Flurry of blows? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Two more attacks.
This is... We have permission to do this. Like, this is what I wanted. So, Flurry of blows for a 13 and a 22.
22 will hit.
Yep. And I'm going to go ahead and blow another key point for a stunning strike on that, so that's a DC 18 card.
We're attacking Tyfek, is that correct?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Tyfek, constitution saving throw. Go ahead and roll damage for me.
10 damage.
You got a 12 on the con save.
Doesn't make it.
So first off, you're stunned. Second, you just took damage, and you're concentrating on a spell, so I need you to make a concentration check, which is a constitution saving throw.
Natural 20.
Okay, so you maintain concentration on elemental weapon, but you are stunned.
Okay. How much damage?
10. Just 10. It is force, so there's no specials.
Okay.
And then next thing I want to do is, let's go get some space, and I'm going to hop out.
Okay, so the Earth the Elemental thing. Can take the AO.
Yep, yep, that was the
great
the plan.
Looking at 18.
That hits.
Go ahead and roll damage.
My AC is 18.
Very good.
14 points of bludgeoning damage.
14 points That's of bludgeoning nice. Damage to you. Real, you jump out. Ardor and Haddison, you are on deck. Real, where do you want to go? You jump out without any issue.
There I'm is going right to the middle of this thing, and I'm looking at him and like, come on.
Okay, okay.
I've been waiting for this for
make
years.
Make a show. Come on at me. All right.
Yeah, my method's still alive.
Yes, what do you want to do with your method? He's got a
very I want to try to get over there and grapple if I can.
Well, you only have 20 feet of movement with your method, so yeah. Your method can make it up to about, let's say, 5 feet away, but not quite close enough to grapple.
Okay, that's fine. He's just going to be in the way.
You have an action. You can dash. You can dodge. You can hold your action if something comes closer.
I don't want to dodge him, so I'm going to leave the method. I'm going to leave the method just outside the window then.
Very good.
Or what's not left of the window.
Yeah, go ahead, Haddison. Come on.
So I'm going to fling my air elemental and tell him to go ahead and attack Tifek.
Yeah, but your air elemental has tons of speed, so it flies straight across the distance. Yep. Now he's stunned, so you have advantage on this.
Oh, nice. I'm going to do two slams attacks.
Let's go.
Against Tifek?
The first one... yes. The first one is a 12.
Does not hit.
And the second one is a 22. Ooh.
22 hits.
Alright. That'll be 14 bludgeoning damage against you.
And you need to make a concentration check for me, please, Tifek.
Okay.
Haddison, that's your elemental. What are you doing?
Yes. For my action, I'm going to, out of my pouch, I'm going to pull out a little silver whistle. I'm going to put it in my mouth. I'm going to grab a bone. And a string. I'm gonna tie it around the bone. I'm gonna blow the whistle as loud as I can here. As you do, the things in my hand start to morph, and I cast Mordekainen's Faithful Hound.
Okay.
And it will be. I have a range of 30 feet of casting it. So
you're gonna cast it.
Can I cast? Is it possible I can get it in front of Tifek or no?
You can certainly get it where it can attack Tifek. Yes.
All right. I'm going to. Have it right in front of Tifek. It's actually invisible, so Tifek, you can't harm it.
Okay, and so Tifek, did you make your concentration check? Just DC's 10 on that.
I did. It was a 6, so I was down.
Say again?
I got a 6, so it's...
Oh, so it's gone. Okay, yes. All right. So your elemental weapon, the lightning crackling on his weapon dissipates. What is the hound doing?
He is going to attack him, and that is a 19...
I think that hits.
Does that hit?
Matches AC?
A 19 right. is AC.
Okay. So Tiger's the defenders, what we were doing earlier. Are we still doing
well,
that?
We switched it a second ago because you got an attack on real fast. Okay. So let's say with AC, Tiger's to aggressor. Go ahead. Make your okay. Damage roll.
All right. That is 22 piercing damage against you.
Woo! Oh.
And you don't see anything. All you feel is like a giant bite on the side. Or kind of like on your leg, but you see nothing.
Except for blood and, well, elemental earth blood.
How do you want to
do
this?
What?
How does the hound
oh my gosh. Alrighty.
Finish off Tifek?
Alrighty, how am I going to do this? I mean, this hound, he is going to jump up and just rip. He's going to bite onto your neck, and he's going to rip a giant chunk off of your neck. And all you see is a flesh just flying in the air by itself as it is just flinging it back to forth, and you see it disappear.
So, Tifek, you're standing there. You're stunned. You're trying to move. You're trying to resist. The elemental comes up and hits you like, no, I can take this. I can take this. And then all of a sudden... Nowhere, this deathly grip comes around your neck, pierces, and in the last instant, you know it's over. I failed. Is there any last parting words?
You have headphones on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
And then
a mighty scream
fades.
The neck is ripped out. You guys see the kind of earth elemental, kind of dark, gushing blood. Shoot all over the balcony. That balcony looks like a complete disaster took place. Jason, I will take over ownership of the Earth Elemental until it's dead. What are we at on hit points?
93.
Got it. Okay, that ends Haddison's turn. Well done. Did you want to move at all? You're still in your balcony. I don't know if there's...
I'm going to be as close as I can to my glass wall.
Sure.
And actually, no. I'm going to back up as far as I can away from my glass wall. And that will be my turn.
Very good. And for you, Ardor, T-Fake's dead. What do you want to do?
Okay. Is there an egress point in this box? Like, can I leave of my own volition?
Not unless you break the glass.
Okay.
Somehow nobody's elemental has died yet. So.
Come on. I mean, There's a lot of resistances.
I'm going to go ahead and roll to see if I can recharge my volatile burst.
Okay.
It did not work.
Okay.
So the Kumbura is going to try and... So it's only 20 feet. Would it be reasonable to think that maybe the Kumbura could jump and grab the opening where the glass is shattered?
So what it is that so the Kumbura is in the complete opposite corner because he's trying to climb a wall, right? And so he is, it would take 30 feet of movement to get over to the other wall, basically. Mm-hmm. And then he's got 50 feet, so you got a little bit extra. And then you could jump and grab the ledge and try to climb up. I do need you to make an athletics check with the Kumbura's strength modifier. So plus 3.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Great.
That is a 19 plus 3, 22.
Yeah, without problem, gets a big running start right past your rail. This explosive elemental just right past you, reaches, jumps, grabs the ledge, pulls yourself up inside. You have enough movement to get up next to any of the characters there if you wanted to.
I'm going toward the earth elemental, and he's going to do his 2 slam attacks.
Let's have it. AC is 17.
So I got a flat 16 and a flat 17, so that is a 19 and a 20.
Yes, hit. Give me some damage.
All right, so for both of them, for the sake of brevity, I'm going to get the 12 bludgeoning and 7 fire for each hit.
Understood. So he'll take 12 bludgeoning total and then 14 points of fire damage because he's resistant to the bludgeoning. Got it.
Yes.
Then end your turn.
Yes.
T-Fek, you're dead. You could roll death saving throws, but you have lost the trial, so there's not much point in going for it in terms of actually getting back up and entering into combat. Now, what happens is your consciousness drifts, and you find yourself almost as a vapor observing next to your father.
This is ridiculous. You know they targeted me. It must be mine.
He seems a little distracted. All right, we'll go back to Rill.
Okay, so everything is up in that box.
Pretty much. So you've got your method if you want to do something with that first.
Yeah, sure, why not? I haven't used this yet. I haven't used anything with him, really, at all. Let's go with the big metal thing. I'm going to
attack the Kumbura?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do mud breath on it. I'm going to get within 5 feet of it first and then do that. It's DC 11 dex, so it's not that terrible.
And just for all our folks at home, Rill did specifically say T-Fek first. T-Fek is dead, so your vow is fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
It gets a 16.
Passes. No problem at all. Nothing happens.
All right. That's your methods action. What are you doing?
I think I'm going to get in the middle. I think I'm going to stay in the middle. And Real's going to be like, you can see him kind of calm down a little.
Okay.
Because he had just been angry at T-Fek for years. And so he's going to calm down a little, and he's going to just dodge. He's going to wait for the fight to come to him. Instead of dodge, I'm going to hold an attack for the first thing that comes within reach, and my reach is 10 foot. So as they're coming, I can hit them.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm going to do is I'm going to sit in the middle. Kind of put my arms up, and watch for the first thing to come for me.
You get the fisticuffs up, you're ready to go.
The big old arms, you know, all that nice reach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ardor, what do you want to do?
I forgot to mention I named my Kumburo Blaziken.
Blaziken. Okay.
Blaziken is going to do... Oh, he's going to see if he can recharge.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nope. And then two slam attacks on the Earth Elemental.
Let's go.
Okay, so that is a 16 and a nat 1.
16 misses, the nat 1 obviously misses. And I just realized that I forgot to take the Earth Elemental's turn when it was on Tifek's turn. I was focusing on him. So I'm going to go ahead and take that two attacks on the Kumburo real quick, okay? Miss.
Okay.
And 19.
Okay.
Does that hit the Kumburo?
Roll damage. 19? Yeah.
Very good. Okay. That is a total of... 12 points of bludgeoning damage, which I suppose you will have to six.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, it also needs to make a DC 14 dex save.
As you explode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is...
Well, it's not dying every time it gets
hit. Every time it gets hit, I understand. It hits you, a part of you explodes, it fails its dex save.
So it takes 7 fire damage.
Okay, great. Explosion of flame, a lot going on. It's a very loud balcony. Did you want to do anything else, Ardor, or we move to Hadison?
Ardor is, I mean, yeah, she's...
chilling?
Everything's good where it is.
All right, yep. Hadison.
Hadison is going to see if the charge for his whirlwind comes back on his earth elemental.
Air elemental.
It does not.
Yep.
The air elemental is going to make two attacks against the earth elemental.
Okay.
First one is a 16.
Miss.
Ugh, and a 12.
Both miss. You have your hound.
Oh my goodness. I do, and I will attack the earth elemental with my hound.
Let's go.
That is a 14.
Miss. AC is 17 on an earth elemental. Sorry, man. The Earth Elemental comes up and just, it hits a little bit, and so there's a little bit of crumbs coming off this thing. Your hound has a hard time finding purchase with its teeth. Nothing really happens. End your turn?
That's
okay,
done.
The Earth Elemental is going to go ahead and make two attack rolls on one on the Air Elemental. Doesn't want to get blown up again. All right, Air Elemental. Both hit. Over 20 on both.
Yep.
Got through the fire and the flames going through my head. Okay, a total of 24 points of bludgeoning damage. So you'll have that to 12.
So 12
to your
arrow. Already.
That ends its turn. Tifek, you notice that your father, in your ethereal space, you guys don't see this, but Tifek being now kind of this vapor along with him, you can see him gazing into something. You're not sure what he's looking at, but it seems like he's looking at something that's sort of right in front of him. Okay? Roll back to the top for Rill.
Okay. Rill is going to realize that fight is still happening up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always like his brother Hadison, whether he admits it or not.
Okay.
So he is going to run up Ardor's wall.
Okay.
And... not so calmly knock in her window.
Okay, make your attack roll for me, sir. Being a monk, he comes up the wall.
The first one is a 21.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So go ahead and roll some damage for me, although it's probably going to be into this glass.
10?
10. All right, yeah. Glass shatters, and real, you kind of come tumbling in, a little half somersault into the room. I'm sorry, Ardor. Even though you hid, there's nowhere to hide, and his passive's higher than what you had rolled earlier. So you see Ardor kind of crouched up against the wall a little bit. What do you want to do?
Well, he went past me after he stumbled in, right?
I would say he comes in next to you.
Next to me?
Not anything that would provoke an AO, if that's what you're asking.
No. Just that he's on the other side of me. I am between him and the opening.
So... Sure.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is
all right.
That not what you want?
That's all I needed.
Okay.
Real, you wanted to finish your attacks?
Yep, I'd like to finish my second attack and go ahead and make my bonus action attack.
Go ahead.
For a, what was that, a 22 and a 25.
All right, I'm going to use Uncanny Dodge to half the damage.
On which one?
On the one. First one.
First one. Okay.
Okay. So I'll roll the first one first. 10. So 5. And I'm not doing any...
The Stunning Strike?
Yeah. And 9 on the second one.
Okay.
In your
Sorry,
turn?
But only one of us is getting out alive. And that's it.
Okay. Great. Now it's Ardor / Haddison's turn. So Ardor, what do you want to do? The glass has shattered on 3 balconies. Only Haddison's remains intact.
And he's still in his.
Correct.
What a punk.
The mama's boy is doing well so far.
Would you... So, are you within 5 feet of me, Real?
Oh, yes. Because I didn't move out of your attack range to take the opportunity.
It's pretty cramped in the balcony anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Ardor is... going to hold her hands up and you see them blaze, and she's going to say, "So, brother, that is how it is." And she's going to like grab your arm and cast a Burning Hands.
Dex save.
As a first level spell.
Remind me what your subclass is, please, Diana.
That is a
Oh, is that a Ganassi?
That's Racial. A Fire Genasi spell. Yep.
15, by the way.
Yep.
On the dex.
What would you say, since it's...
If it's racial, I believe the Genasi trait is 8 plus proficiency plus con to set the DC. Your proficiency is plus 4, so that's 12 plus whatever your constitution modifier is.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is. So 13, so it... he.
So it's a, but it's a plus... Yes. It's a, what's your plus on your constitution?
1.
Plus 1. So that's a total of 15.
I clear.
You clear, and he takes no damage because evasion.
Yep. So you see it just kind of fizzle out on my watery arms.
Yeah.
Are you wearing anything flammable?
I mean, I'm wearing fine clothes.
Backpack, fine clothes.
Yeah.
So they're on fire.
He's also very wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his clothes are on fire now.
But you didn't actually hit me.
Yeah. I'm going to say his clothes are on fire.
But it's touch. I have to touch you.
So, Burning Hands is a dexterity save, so you go to touch him, and he dodges out of the way.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 15-foot cone.
I got
cone.
Confused. That's not a touch.
It's not a touch.
Nope, you're good.
It's a 15-foot cone. The range is self, so it starts from you and emanates away, but you do not quite make contact.
I didn't have to be that close.
It ignites fire, flammable objects in the area that aren't being worn or carried, so even if he had failed, it wouldn't have ignited anything he has.
Got it.
But that's your action. You still have a bonus action, you've got movement, and you have your Cumburo's turn. What do you want to do?
I want to use a bonus action to disengage.
Great.
And... I guess kind of like hang and drop, so I'm not jumping out of my box.
Yeah. Kind of balletically hang and drop down, no problem.
Mm-hmm. And then my Blaziken is going to do 2 smash on the Earth Elemental.
Smash the Earth Elemental, let's go.
Oh wait, hold on, let me make sure
Ball
if
time.
He recharges. He recharges!
Alright, you want to use that instead?
Alright. Yes, because she is out of the box.
Yeah, here it comes,
now.
Buddy.
He
Bring
is
it.
Going
the volatile burst is pretty nasty.
Target.
That's fine.
Rill.
Okay.
Haddison's box.
Okay.
And
the Earth Element.
Where he is.
Oh, and Haddison.
Like,
so
right
you want
to
target Rill, Haddison's box, and then Haddison.
No. The where the Earth Elemental
okay,
is.
Okay. Very good. All right. So so Haddison, your glass explodes. And now you know it's on. Real, you need to make a dexterity save, and I will do one for the Earth Elemental.
I pass. It's 26.
Yeah, that's a pass. You take no damage, but the fire, the Earth Elemental fails.
Yeah, it... Where did it go? It takes 21 fire damage and is knocked prone.
It is knocked prone. All right, Ardor, anything else?
Just double-checking all the wordage. That's it.
Okay, Haddison, the glass has been smashed open by Ardor's Cumburo. What do you do?
as it smashes open, he kind of gives a little girly shrill, like,
yeah.
And he's going to, he's going to run up to kind of where the glass has been smashed, and he, well, first off, he's going to move his earth elemental to
air elemental.
He's going to move it to a door, and that is going, and then Mordekainen's faithful hound, he's in the ethereal plane. Can he kind of go through the wall into a door's area?
Ardor. So yeah, he's in the ethereal plane. The hound has movement.
Yeah, it doesn't give me any kind of stats for it. It just can't be hit, and it's in the ethereal plane.
So go ahead and do what you want to do with the air elemental. I'll check on that real fast, okay?
Yep. I'll go ahead and do two swings against her. First one is a 27, finally. The second hit is going to be a 20.
Both of those hit, so...
Alright. The first one will do 16 damage.
Okay.
The second one will only do 11 damage. They're both bludgeoning, by the way.
Hold on. Do I have any resistances? No, I don't. Okay.
You got your turn back, so if you wanted to uncanny dodge one of those, you could.
Oh, I can?
Yes, because it was just your turn, so you have your reaction now. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to uncanny dodge the bigger one. What was it?
The 16 was the total for the first one.
Okay.
And then the second one was 11. 11.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Addison, upon reading the spell, I think the intention and the most natural reading of it means that that dog doesn't move. You conjure a watchdog, and anything that comes within 5 feet of it on its turn, it can attempt to bite. So I think the most natural reading of that is it doesn't move.
Sure. Yeah, that's.
But if it wants to attack the Earth Elemental, the Earth Elemental's prone and it has advantage on the attack.
Oh, come on.
I will do that in a second. I am going to. No. All right. I'm going to. For my first 5th level spell used this game. He's going to. Haddison's going to pull out a snake glove out of his. Components bag, and he's going to pull out a crushed egg, put it in his hand, smash it up, and put the glove on his hand as he casts Big B's hand.
Ho, 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 ho.
Woo! And he's going to be right in front of a door.
In front of Ardor.
It's only cute Ardor. When you're not fighting me.
Alright. So, that is a 16.
What are you doing?
He's trying to grab you. Are you punching him?
Oh,
well, actually,
grab
Big B's hand is going to... Yes, okay. Punch. He's going to make a fist, and he's going to punch you. It's a 16 to hit.
That hits.
Ooh. It's big damage. Come on, Big B's hand.
Had a son's airy hand.
For the readers at home.
Only...
Haddison's now...
It's only 4d8.
4d8, yeah. Haddison is now concentrating.
Yes. That is... Man, that's 17 force damage to you.
Bam.
Okay.
So Haddison, you have your hound's turn finally.
Yes, and my hound's going to attack the earth elemental.
Advantage.
With advantage, yes. That is a 17.
That matches AC. Come on, bring on some damage.
All right. As also 4d8. That is 25
which
damage.
Which he will take all of, because that is without a doubt magical.
Well, it's just piercing. It's just piercing damage.
But it's from a spell. I'm going to call it magical. Gonna call it magical piercing
yeah,
damage.
Yeah, sure. It just says...
I think so.
Yeah,
think
go
so.
For it.
He
yeah,
conjured
yeah.
a hound and it bit. That's a magic.
Sounds
end your
good
turn, Haddison?
And that... Yes, that is the end
all
of my
right.
turn.
So T-Fek, again, as you're kind of up there, you kind of drift in and get a little bit closer to your dad, and you see that he's got his crystal ball out and is gazing at something inside of it. You're not able to get a clue as to what that is, but you do see the crystal ball. Back to the top.
What are you looking at?
He ignores you. Doesn't seem like he even knows you're there. Real.
I think it's time for the superhero move.
Let's go.
flying leap right out, flying punch, right towards Ardor.
Okay, so to Ardor, there is an air elemental that just hit her. Bigby's fist comes and punches up against her, and then here comes Rill. Boom! All right,
with
go
my
ahead.
Big ol' extended, you know, water elemental looking warm hands, just
raw. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Coming at you.
And I hit the ground, apparently, because...
Is that a one?
No, no, not that bad.
Okay.
5 plus 9 is 14, but I get a second attack. So as I hit the ground with that one, I'm going to uppercut with the other side.
Okay.
And roll another 14. So I'm just... She is dodging.
Ardor, like, those both miss your AC, I take it.
Yeah. Don't they?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you said boom, boom, miss, miss. She dodges out of the way. You've got your bonus action if you want to do something with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit. Nope, I'm going to roll a 13.
Ardor, you're all over the place. You just got smashed by a giant hand. You're putting on your best acrobatics to get out of the way here, okay?
Yeah, it's like when you watch... It's like when you watch sparks that just disappear... And by the time that one disappears, another one appears. So that's how she's moving.
You do see a little bit of smile of that appreciation out of Rill.
Your Mephit has a turn if you'd like to take it.
Oh, yeah. He's still alive.
Yeah. Somehow. Somehow. Still making it.
He's going to try to just do his basic attack on the... He's going to do his fist attack on the... the elemental, the bullet elemental.
On the Kumburo?
Columbro, Kumburo.
Okay.
Blaziken?
Blaziken.
And I can roll with him, apparently, because that's a 20. It's not a nat, but it's a 20. Hits. And that's 5 damage. Not magical, it's just bludgeoning, so if you have any resistances.
So it's 2 damage.
Yeah.
So, and I forgot to take the Earth Elemental's turn again. But I'll go ahead, Ardor.
Well, he needs to make a dex save.
Yeah, the method, and here we go. Here we go.
Yes, yes. Fail. Nope, didn't. I don't think I failed. That is a 19.
You still take half.
Yes. Yeah.
How much?
Okay, that saves, but you still take 3 fire damage.
Still in it? He's still in it.
Yeah, he's still there.
Right. The Earth Elemental stands up, and it can't see the hound, so it's going to go ahead and jump down. And start moving over to Rill. So, Rill, I'm going to go ahead and take 2 slam attacks on you with the Earth Elemental. I should have done this earlier and I forgot.
That's fine.
One is a 16.
Nope.
The other's a 24.
That one does, but he probably couldn't have done it earlier because I wasn't on the ground yet.
You were... Where were you?
I was up in the box.
I was still
in the box that I hadn't jumped down.
So, we'll take this... so we'll just say it's a wash, okay? And we'll keep moving on. That brings us to Ardor. Ardor, lots going on here. What do you want to do?
A normal healing potion is 4d4 plus 4, correct?
2d4 plus 2.
2d4 plus 4. They're d4s,
2d4
right?
plus 2, yes. And it's an action to take it.
It's an action.
An action to quaff the potion.
Well, she is going to do a bonus action of disengage. Okay. And take her 30 feet as far away as she can.
Okay. You get to another corner, but yeah, you're only about 30 feet away.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere.
Can I still make a stealth check? Is there anything
to hide behind?
Any? There's no rubble?
There's a little bit of rubble, but not enough. In order to hide, you have to be heavily obscured, and there's nothing for you to heavily obscure yourself behind.
Okay. All right, well, that's 5 plus 2. So she gets 7 HP. And then the Blaziken is going to try and recharge his weapon. That is a 6. So 3 points are going to be Rill, the Earth Elemental. And she doesn't really want to attack Addison.
Addison just smashed the crap out of you. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I'm
two
sure.
On Rill.
I want to do 2 on Rill, 1 on Earth.
Rill, that's 2 dexterity saves.
The first one is a 26, and the second one is an 18.
both succeed, so he takes no damage, but the Earth Elemental is finished. The Kimburo shoots out a big explosive ball of metal, which busts against the Earth Elemental, shattering into 1,000 crumbling Earth pieces. That one is dead.
And Tifik reappears in his spot.
No. Sorry, man. Some fireworks shoot. You've officially defeated one combatant. Addison.
Alrighty.
Oh, so as a free action, I want to try and persuade Addison that I'm not a threat to him.
What do you say?
I'm not a threat to you.
That's all you really need.
No. Brother, I have never wronged you. Why is your fight with me?
And he's like looking, he's kind of looking in on himself, like he's a little like almost like he's hurt by those words, because he's hurting himself basically by those words, by like, you know, he's like, why am I hurting you? He's kind of having like an internal turmoil conflict. He's like, well, you are right, you've been really nice to me. You did help me beat the mean old T-Fex, so okay.
All right, Addison.
We can take on Rill together to bring your mother honor.
Yeah, I like that plan.
I really hear all of this. And Addison, it is your turn. What do you want to do?
I am going to... Rill is still in the box, right?
No,
Rill's on the ground right next to Bigby's hand. Mm-hmm. And your elemental. Okay. They're 5 feet from each other.
Yeah. Can I have the air elemental and Bigby's hand kind of make a
flank?
You know, a flank. Yes.
Sure.
Woo! All right. So the earth elemental is going to take two swings
at advantage at
Rill. First one is.
I will say, Addison, if you're going to do that, that means that your hand's not going to get the run back thing. It's got to be right there next to Rill. For your air elemental to get advantage. Does that make sense? It has to be threatening him from the other side.
Yeah, I'm probably going to, for my big beast hand, I was probably going to grab
that's
him.
Fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So the first one is a 23. Yes. The second one, is a 15. Oop. All right. Alrighty, that is 12 damage to you. And then Bigby's hand is going to—he's going to grasp you. So it's—if he's a huge or smaller, then I get—it's a strength score grapple. Okay, so I have advantage against you. So we both make a strength. That is, that is 15.
13.
Grappled.
Woo! All right. Yeah. Does that do damage now, or do I have to wait till?
You have
next
to wait till
turn?
Next turn to squeeze him.
Yep, that sounds. Perfect. And then for me, I'm just going to mirror image, which I make as I do. I kind of pull out a shard of glass and I kind of wrap it around my hands and I throw it in the air as three more of me appear around me. So there's four in total. And that's will be what I do.
Okay.
Rick and Chuck, man.
Wizard, crazy. Go okay. For him first.
Okay.
Tell me as trouble making his character the other day. This is a little...
Yeah, he was just trying to play
you
guys out.
Didn't have trouble playing it.
The sleeper. All right, so...
yes,
ending Haddison's turn, back to Tifek. Tifek, you try to get a little glimpse over the shoulder. Go ahead and make a perception check with me using your character sheet's perception.
It's a 12.
Having a hard time focusing on what's going on up there. You know, the fight below is a little distracting. You're kind of maybe rooting for one versus the other, and you don't quite see what's going on in the crystal ball. Back to the top. Real. You want to touch it?
Can I touch him?
You don't have any hands. You're a vapor floating along. Okay.
All right.
So, I haven't been grappled in a long time.
Okay. Your speed is zero.
But I can still attack.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But then again, stunning wouldn't actually. Well.
Grasping anything? Yeah. So you're just grappled. So all it means is your speed is zero. That's it. You can attack normal. You can do anything you want normal.
And the air elemental is within 10 foot of me. Then, if it just attacked me, so I'm gonna go for the air elemental.
Yeah. Go ahead. He's not restrained in the hand. I didn't read that anywhere. Is that correct, Addison?
22.
Yes. 22 definitely hits.
Okay. And then that would be 12 damage for the air elemental.
Which is,
it's magical.
Magical, right?
Yeah, it's force.
Cool.
Second attack.
And the next one is a 15.
15 matches, so attacker wins, okay. Yes.
For 13.
Alrighty.
Still up?
Oh, yeah, about half now.
Starting to look rough. What do you want to do?
Yep.
Let's flurry.
Do it.
For a 22. Drop my
E-die
down. For 10.
Okay.
And then 19.
To hit.
Yep.
For 6.
Alrighty.
I think that's everything. Oh, wait, I have my method.
Yeah. What's your method sitting at like 4 HP want to do?
Exactly 4. You're doing good.
Okay.
He is going to fly down, and first I'm going to see if he recharges his mud breath. Not that it matters, because I'm not going to use it. And he's going to try to attack the air elemental as well.
Okay.
And I don't think he does, because that's a 13.
Miss.
Nope.
Yeah, because I think he said it was a 15.
Right? It's
a
15. Yep. All right, Ardor, it's your turn.
Since the earth elemental's done, I'm going to see if Blazy can recharges. Nope. So he's going to drop out of the box,
okay.
Head over to Rill,
okay.
And do 2 slam
Let's
attacks.
Go. You don't have advantage on this. He's not restrained, just so we're clear.
Oh.
Okay, straight rolls.
The first one misses because I rolled a
yep.
4. Second one's a 5.
Oh. He's slippery.
I may be a little chubby, but that's not going to make it.
You're just so small.
And what does Ardor herself want to do?
Ardor is going to, even though she can't actually hide, she's going to try to fade into the background.
So you can attack if you want to. You may not know about this, but there is an optional thing in Tasha's for rogues where you can use a bonus action for steady aim and give yourself advantage on a shot, which means you can't move. Use your bonus action and you forfeit your movement, but you can take advantage on it on a shot if you want it.
That's why I didn't know. I was trying to look up steady aim
yeah.
earlier and I didn't write anything down.
Cost a bonus
okay.
action and your movement, but you get advantage on the shot.
Yeah, let me do that because I do have a short
bow. So you drop to one knee, take steady aim. So you have advantage on the shot now.
22 to hit.
That hits.
You will get sneak attack on this, so go ahead and roll damage.
You had to use your bonus action to... Oh, I'm within range of others.
And she had advantage. As long as she has advantage on the shot,
yeah.
She's always got sneak.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Sneak's a little bit tricky, but she's going to have it for a couple of reasons.
My sneak attack is 5d6.
Yes. Plus your short bow.
Do it.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
So, 4, 8, 12... 18, just sneak attack, and that's 1d6 also, so that would be 19 damage.
I did not type up deflect missiles because I'm an idiot.
That's okay. Use your reaction to catch
yep.
it. You're going to roll a d10 and add your monk level to it.
Yep, okay. Then plus monk level.
Gosh.
I was kind of hoping you would do that.
So you deflect 20 points of damage.
Well, how much was the total? Right? No, it was all the sneak attack too.
So you did 18 points of sneak?
I did 18 points of sneak.
Plus 1d6 plus your dex modifier.
Okay, so it was actually... So it was 19. It was also 22.
22. So you only take 2 points of damage. So he catches it. And it just scratches his forehead a little bit. Monks, man. Monks are awesome.
But his bonus action is gone, right?
No, he uses reaction.
That was my reaction.
Reaction.
Oh, reaction.
So,
his reaction is gone.
Yeah.
So no more uncanny dodge.
He doesn't have that.
I didn't have uncanny dodge.
No, that's rogues only.
That's a rogue.
All right, Haddison.
All right. He is going to... I mean, he's going to go ahead and have the Bixby hand squeeze
okay.
him, which is does 11 damage.
Yeah, you just take 11 damage. Real. Nothing to do about that.
Yep, yeah. It's bludgeoning. And then my air elemental is going to do two attacks. Does he still have advantage or no?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Woo! It,
flanking looks a little weird on that one, but sure.
For the first attack is a 26.
Nope. That hits.
Second attack is a 22.
Okay, they both hit.
All right, so the damage for the first one is 10.
How you want to do this?
Bludgeoning damage.
Oh, man!
Alrighty, so the air elemental, he is going to have... Ooh, I'm going to have Bigby release his grasp and kind of throw him in the air, and the air elemental is going to just both hands twirl him around and then just fling him against the wall or something and see his body just splat against
the
wall.
Yeah, your Bigby's hand throws him up, the air elemental begins to spin around him, y'all see water just shooting off pieces of a Rill just going all over the place. And then as it drops back down to the floor, there's just like hardly anything left. There's a backpack and a couple drops of water. Rill, congratulations, but you are dead.
Oh, yeah.
Is the method
and
still
the method,
up?
It was still up somehow.
And then for my action, I'm going to kind of, again, be on the ledge mm-hmm. where I am. Can I see where... a door.
Ardor.
A door. Ardor. Oh my gosh. Ardor. Can I see where
Absolutely.
She is?
No, I'm going to be
right,
under
and-
his.
Yeah, you can look out. Like I said, it's angled, so you can see beneath you.
Oh. So there's no...
There's no cover.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Dang.
There's not. Once the balconies got
not
blown up,
above?
That was it.
He didn't give you cover, and he didn't give me room to move. So...
Ardor, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to win for my mommy, okay?
Why don't
and
you
he's
go
going
after
to
the method?
Well, you're the only one left, and I really need the ring's power for my mommy, and she'll be really proud of me when I make it back. And I'm going to Scorching Ray as I kind of pull three tiny fireballs, and I'm going to go boom, boom, boom. For the first one... Ooh, is a 9, which is probably not going to hit. The second one is, an 18. And the third one is a 15.
So I'm going to use Uncanny Dodge on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
To half
How
it.
Many hits you?
2.
Okay, 2. All right. So for the first one...
Oh, wait. Is this fire?
Yes, it is fire.
But you okay. have, correct?
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. So the first one is
nice.
Halved twice, and the second
so you'll
one
quarter
is halved.
The first one, and then you have the second one.
So the first one is 7 points of damage. The second one is also 7 points of damage.
So you'll take 2. No, so you take 3. So you take 1 off the first one, and then you take 3 off the second one. So that's a total of 4 points of damage to you. Haddison, you learn a lesson in reading elements on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, squeezing Bigby's hand is a bonus action for you. So that's your bonus, that's your movement, and you did your air elemental. Do you want to move?
Yep. No, I
okay.
am not.
Back to the top, Rill, you vaporously begin to take form up in the sort of upper atmosphere of the dome or the arena that you guys are in. You're just kind of starting to form. You kind of see your dad there. You see something else that might be Tefek. You're not sure, but that's going to end your turn there. And we're back to Ardor. So, Ardor, what do you want to do?
So, my elemental is going to try and recharge. And it doesn't. So, it's going to do 2 smash attacks on the air elemental. Okay. So, 1 is... Oh, that's not my stats. So, 1 is a 21... And 1 is
yep.
a 14.
14 does not hit.
Okay, so takes 12 bludgeoning, which is just 6, and then 7 fire damage.
Alright.
Once again, I forgot to use the elemental. I took over ownership of the mud method. which is going to try and punch the air elemental. So bear with me 1 second. It's one fist attack. It's a +3 to hit. Here we go. 22. I rolled a 19.
There you go.
Okay, so that's 5 points of bludgeoning damage to the air elemental.
So 2.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
If the method doesn't survive, I'm going to be upset.
Maybe. That's a miracle. It might just make it.
All right. Ardor's turn.
Yeah, Ardor?
Yes. So, get that. Good job, Michael. and then... So, Ardor is going to turn toward her brother and say, I am sorry, Hedison. If you do win, I know you will make your mother proud. And if you don't, I know she will still love you. And she is going to expend her spell rot tattoo to
Grasp of Hador.
Cast Hunger of Hador. Centered on Hedison.
All right.
So I do have 4 of me. So I roll a 20, and if it's 6
it's
or higher, you
hit
radius.
A doom.
It's all of them.
Yeah, it's all of them. It's a 20-foot radius.
Sure.
So it's blackness. If you are in it, you are blinded.
Yeah, it's not an attack roll. Hattison.
Okay,
But your balcony becomes very, very dark. It's very, very cold, and you feel these tentacles flapping around in there.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a cacophony of soft whispers and slurping noises.
Yep. So the area is difficult terrain and you are blinded.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she chose for her magic item, was a tattoo that let her do that. Pretty cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I told you, my gambling buddies are the acolytes of Hadar.
Ardor, do you want to move?
I guess I will move.
You don't have to. You can stay where you are, but the blackness is just above you.
Let's see. I'm already hidden because
he can't see
you.
Me.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I can do.
All right, so we flip to Hattison's turn, and immediately any creature that starts its turn in the area takes 2d6 cold damage. So if you'll go ahead and roll that, Ardor.
That is 7.
7 points of damage, Hattison, and you are concentrating on Big B's hand, so you'll need to make a concentration check, please.
With advantage, because I have Warcaster.
Excellent. The DC is 10.
That is, an 18. Great. All right. And I take 7 points of cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is that it?
That's it for your, to start with. You are in complete darkness. What do you want to do?
It's a spell, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to use Dispel Magic.
What level is Hunger? Level 3. What level is Dispel Magic?
Mm-hmm.
Third level.
You cast Dispel Magic and the coldness and the hunger evaporates and disappears.
All right, and I'm going to have my air elemental move in on her. And Bigby's hand's going to...
It'll take an opportunity attack from Blaziken.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Blaziken.
Well, that's 6.
The mud method's also going to take an opportunity attack.
Yay!
Oh, it's another natural 19!
Yeah!
Here we go. That's 4 points of bludgeoning damage, have the 2.
All right,
so the air elemental
and
moves away.
Yes. So he's going to... Can I kind of have it to where he's behind her and the Big B's kind of in front?
No,
another
she's up against
pinching.
The wall. And so you can't really flank on this one.
Well, even side to side?
It's a curve. So you're coming
sounds good.
Like this.
So the air elemental will make its first attack, which is... a 26. The second attack is a 25. All right. The first one does 13 damage.
Are you going to uncanny dodge that? Okay. So you're going to uncanny dodge that one. You'll take 6 from that one.
All right, and the second one does 14 damage.
Still there? She's down? Addison, how do you want to do this? This is the third one you've done. You did all three of your siblings.
Oh my god. This is ridiculous.
Wizard OP. Wizard 2 OP. All right. So, it was the air elemental, right? So, again, the air elemental is going to go up. He's going to fling both his arms at her and twirl her body in the air and fling her to Bixby's hand as Bixby just punches it.
Oh, my gosh.
And flattens it to the ground.
And then his air elemental shoots you up in the air, and you're kind of flying through the air. Consciousness a little in and out, but you come to, get a deep breath, just as Bigby's hand sucker punches you. Consciousness leaves.
And Haddison, yeah, I won! Yeah, mommy's gonna be so proud! Yeah.
All of the other elementals disappear. The room is vacant, except for Haddison.
Daddy, I win the prize! I win the prize, Daddy!
Fireworks go off. But, your dad slowly kind of materializes, but you can tell he's not really paying attention. About 10 seconds go by, and he doesn't say anything.
Daddy, didn't I win?
Excellent. Haddison?
Yeah, Haddison Fearless.
He turns around a little bit. You guys all see this crystal ball that he's holding, and he's looking at it. What were we doing again?
Inheritance. It's mine.
We were all fighting each other, and you said the winner will win the prize.
Right. Yes, that's what I said. I have a question. Have you ever heard of a tortle? And that's where we'll end Trial of the Elementals. Unfortunately, a tortle is going to inherit the power. He gets completely sidetracked, saw a tortle in his crystal ball. Never mind this whole sibling nonsense. You guys fought each other for nothing. A tortle's going to get it. But congratulations, Haddison.
It's
you
funny because
you did.
Michael didn't know that.
Yeah, Michael doesn't know because he hasn't listened to the podcast. But in the podcast, a tortle is the warlock for the genie. He's the genie lock. And he ends up getting the power. So, so you just hear him say, have you ever heard of a tortle? And then all of a sudden, you're back on your native plane in your mom's house and nothing happened. You don't have his power.
Oh.
Are we dead yet?
He's going to have a big personality change.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be angry about this. The three of you all appear as well on your native planes. You're not actually dead.
Sounds like I have a job to do.
I'm going to go straight back to gambling so I can get another one of those tattoos.
Absolutely.
Because it's a one-time use.
I am... Haddison is just in sobbing tears to his mom. I won! But the daddy... It's like a muttered jumble. He can barely even, like, his mom could barely even understand him. She's like trying to comfort him as best as she can, but
Tefik is furious. He grabs his holy symbol, and with the eldritch tattoo, he activates it at the same claw, actually at the same time, and he crushes the symbol in his hands.
Oh, you just so you're an oath breaker now. Okay.
Yep. He walks over to a small chest that he has in his room, opens it up, pulls out a scroll and a luck blade. Though it's not activated, it's empty. The scroll opens up. It's a scroll of plane shift. He opens up a portal to the plane of the genies.
To the genie's demiplane?
And walks in. Genie's demiplane. And walks in. I guess I have to go trap one of my cousins.
All right. What about you, Real?
Real's going to be like, about what I expect. Like mine. And he's going to be frustrated for a bit. Well, for a long time. And he's going to choose to make his own worth because he's found that no one else is going to care. And so he's going to go back to a life of smuggling, and he's going to try to build his own wealth so he can, well, be better than his father, so he can have value.
Okay. So each of you, being scorned by your father, feel like you competed for nothing, all that posturing and all that work, all that waiting, all the training building up to this moment. And your father just decided, yeah, I think never mind that. I'm just going to give it to a turtle of all things instead. Yeah, that might be a little bit of personality changes for you guys. Might be a little angry about it. You guys continue your life as is, and a turtle gets the great genie's power. I want to say thank you to all of our viewers or for listening, everybody who's listening to this. This has been a dicey experience. It's been a dicey experience. Please tune in, please subscribe, and follow all of Jason's content. He also streams in different things, and wish him congratulations for all of his endeavors. Okay? Everybody else, ready to sign off?
Thank you, Dakin, for DMing, man. We really appreciate it, and I appreciate all y'all getting in and coming to play. It's been a joy. Do any of y'all want to share your socials or anything where they can find you for any of the things that you guys do?
No, I live off the grid.
Off the grid. Okay.
I don't really do anything too special, but if you want to look up the Facebook page, Knit in Shining Armor, knit as in K-N-I-T, I do some crochet. I have been working on unofficial turtles that might be mutant and ninja in nature. So if you want to check out my newest crochet creations, check out that Facebook page. Etsy shop may be coming soon.
Great. You can support me by supporting Jason. Follow his stuff, watch him when he streams, and subscribe to this podcast.
Can I give the classic outro?
Go for it.
Next time. We'll be deadly serious next time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Next time, I'll be deadly serious. Peace. Next time.